Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and today is Sunday, March 19th, and you're listening to episode 10.
It's been 2 weeks since we last reached out to our fans.
it seemed like it's at some points it seems like it's been longer than it really has, just because we've been in the habit of doing this. But yeah, this has been a nice 2 weeks, but same time, ready to jump right back in.
Yeah, I agree. You know, last week I thought it was kind of cool to kind of look back at our first 9 episodes. We got some feedback as to what, you know, people thought were the best of what we've done so far. So we put together a pretty good reel of kind of the best of for the first 9 episodes.
It was nice to be able to pull a couple of the episodes back up again and listen to some of the favorite parts that we had heard from everybody. So we appreciate the feedback there, and hope you enjoyed that episode, just to kind of bridge us between 9 and 10.
So did you have anybody last week, Robert, who maybe text you or call you or maybe went online and tweeted at you that there wasn't a new episode last week?
No, I was expecting a little bit either, you know, from a couple of our worst fans there, but didn't hear anything. So hopefully that's a good thing that everybody enjoyed the look back. How about you?
Yeah, Kelly mentioned, hey, there's no new material this week, or she was listening to the best of episode and kind of came back to me and said, well, is there anything new this week, or is this it? Because she remembered us being down here recording stuff, and of course we recorded the fillers and the intros to each clip. But we're still a pretty new podcast here, and sometimes things don't necessarily go exactly how we like, and if we're being honest here, Robert, I think we should tell our listeners that maybe we did record an episode last week, but maybe it wasn't quite up to snuff with what the material is that we like to deliver to our listeners.
Yeah, I know I'm very hard on myself and trying to be the best. You know, again, we're new to this, and I know we both feel that way. But really, kind of as we were done, and we're actually really, going back a little bit. Starting from the beginning, it just didn't seem to hit the stride that we normally do. By the time it was done, I was putting it together, and then we both just kind of decided, you know what, let's just let the best of speak for itself this week, and then we'll start up again next week. So I know for me, it was probably the time change, and it was that weekend, and we kind of pushed it to a Monday night again. So between the time change, work, and all that, I think I was just beat. So I wasn't on my hopefully what's an A game, but anyhow, that's enough of that. But hopefully everybody will enjoy this one, and onwards and upwards, as we always do.
For sure. Well, it's been 2 weeks then since we've recorded an episode. What if it's 14 lifetimes for a mosquito?
Mind blown.
Jaden Smith would like that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Mosquitoes' lifetimes are one day. From what I've heard, it's 24 hours.
Oh, I never hear anybody saying, you know, how long is that in mosquito years? But maybe I'll start using that and see if anybody recognizes it.
I haven't gotten Jaden Smith to confirm that with me yet, but let's just assume it's true for now, because I haven't heard otherwise. But so in the last, you know, the last 2 weeks, what have you been up to?
Well, sports has already started for us. We've got my stepdaughter's been playing soccer and had a tournament that she finished up this afternoon. Baseball, we've been practicing like crazy and getting ready to start up with the actual practices for the team, which will be starting up in a week or so, and another month we'll be starting up games. So last week I did get together with some friends that I hadn't seen in high school, so that was fun. Just kind of reminiscing on things and seeing how everybody's doing over the years. And you know, it's a lot of the things that we talked about was pretty funny. How, you know, well, what are you doing now? And I thought you did this. And it's funny that, you know, even people that came there at different times, we all had the same things that we remembered about each other. So it was a good time. And I did actually have one person that didn't recognize me when he walked in. So he introduced himself, said, hi, my name is Steve. And I just kind of looked at him and looked at a friend who started laughing that I think between the last time he saw me, which would have been early 90s, and now I've either gained some weight, lost a lot of hair, and added a little bit to my face. Oh, so.
I was going
to
say, you probably had less hair on your face and more on your head last time he saw you.
Quite a bit, yeah. Yeah. So how about you? What you been up to?
Well, sports, kind of sports a little bit. Colin isn't doing anything right now, but Harrison, my three-year-old, and we've talked about Harrison before on the show. He's a little terrorist, but he started a couple weeks ago, started kind of this indoor soccer thing. I wouldn't exactly, it's not a league or anything like that. I mean, he's 3 years old. But what's funny to me is they're trying really hard to, like, teach these kids, like, you know, when you're kicking the ball, you know, step next to the ball, lean over the ball, kick it with your shoelaces, not with the end of your toes. And these little kids are just kind of like, yeah, I just want to run around and kick the ball. So,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of organized chaos a little bit, but, you know, Harrison in particular just doesn't buy any of it. So he just completely ignores the directive and just kind of does whatever he feels like doing, whether be that running around the field, staring off into a distance as they're giving instructions, lying down on the ground while they're in the middle of an activity. Nonetheless, you know, he seems to be enjoying it, even if he isn't listening. Quick confession for this week, though, we didn't go today.
Oh, no.
It was my day to sleep in, and damn it, I was going to sleep in. So,
how early are the games or the practices?
I think,
for young kids, I guess maybe it's better to just get them out of the way before nap time and stuff.
Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I don't even know what time it is. I just feel like
that's
on
early.
A Sunday, it's tough to get up and get going, especially when, you know, during the week I work and, you know, Kelly deserves a day to sleep in as well. So I let her sleep in Saturday morning. And then this morning it was so nice. I went to sleep at like 10:30 last night and woke up at 9 o'clock this morning. So I got like 10 and a half hours of sleep. It was beautiful.
Good.
But, you know, staying on the Harrison subject, not last weekend, but, the weekend before, something very interesting occurred in my life, and that was the first time experiencing preschool registration.
Uh-oh.
So Kelly, being the clever lady she is, tells me, and I know that I was to preface this, I was going to work on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
then you work every Saturday? It's not every Saturday.
I don't work
though,
every Saturday. Maybe every other Saturday ish. Sometimes more, sometimes
as needed.
Less. It's yeah. So. Anyway, I was going to work at Saturday. I knew I had a 9 o'clock appointment coming in, and so I needed to make sure I got to work right on time. And Kelly says to me, preschool registration starts at 7 o'clock. And, you know, I don't know if I go. This is what she's telling me. I don't know if I go and do it, if I can get back on time. I don't want you to be late for work. So why don't you just go for me? So
Go knock it out.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm no problem. I'll go. I'll show up at 7 o'clock. I'm like, well, worst case, I go, I register. I have a bunch of time to use, so I'll just stop at Starbucks or, you know, wherever else I feel like going on my way in. Well, I get there, and it reminded me of the opening scene of Walking Dead where Rick Grimes wakes up, and it's just, there's shit everywhere, like it's all chaotic, but there's no people.
Yeah.
So I roll up in here into the building here, and there's cars all over the place, on the grass, on the street. There's rows of chairs outside of the building with like blankets stacked on them. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the hell is this? It was really an interesting sight. So I say, okay, well, whatever. I see a sign on the door. It says registration, enter here. So I park the car a little bit of ways away from the front door, of course, because there were cars everywhere. I go inside the building, and oh my God, you would think that they were releasing an iPhone that morning. There was just the line all the way down the hall. And it's not a small little preschool. It's a decent-sized preschool. All the way down the hall, around the corner, to register your kid. To, you know, it was just hundreds of people just lining up to give this preschool their money. And so, you know, stood in line and finally got up to the front, got, you know, as I'm waiting, there's ladies who are leaving, who look exhausted, who are talking to each other, and the one lady says, "Yeah, I was here at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting to line."
Wow,
like crazy.
That's crazy.
These people are crazy. You know, first off, why don't they have online registration? Who doesn't have online registration? You actually have to go there. And then just the people who camped out overnight to get their kid into preschool is beyond.
So now does he get in or do you have to wait?
No,
is he waitlisted? Or, I mean, why? I think you're right. Why would you not do it online? Or do they just want to verify IDs like you're voting? Or
I guess so.
You know, verify your registration, your where you live.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't. We had paperwork we filled out. We had to give them a copy of Harrison's birth certificate,
right?
And money. But other than that, like, they didn't ask for my ID. They didn't want to verify where I lived or anything like that. They're like, all right, give us money and paperwork and off you go. So, but some of the sections are sections that are like days and times for some of the classes, and some of the teachers were already booked up. Luckily, the one that we were was our first choice, hadn't been booked up yet, so we were able to get him into the class that he needs and stuff. But dear God, what an interesting experience.
I wonder how many people either couldn't do it or weren't willing to stay. I guess you have to stay in the line if you want to get them in, but
yeah, you really
do. Private school or.
Yeah, I mean, it's a private preschool. It's run by our local school district.
Oh, gotcha.
But nonetheless, I mean, we're paying for it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. I know that if you're a returning student, I think that they kind of let you register ahead of time. You get, like, pre-registration. Yeah. So next year, I hope to God I can just avoid this part.
Yeah, no, that seems like there would be an easier way to do it. But again, I mean,
kill yourself. That's easier.
Well, then what's the kid going to do for school then? You certainly can't homeschool in that way.
It's not my problem at that point.
Now, would you homeschool? Are you of the mind to be able to homeschool? Or would you? No.
I mean, I work.
I don't have the patience for it.
You know, it's at that age, it's not so much the knowledge part of it. It's getting the kid the hell out of the house and helping
socialization,
helping him learn not to be an asshole in front of people.
So you were homeschooled.
Nice. I never learned. I never had the opportunity. I blame my parents.
No, you're definitely right. Just social skills and you know, dealing with problems. And I don't have the patience for it. You know, as much as I try, and I think every parent has good days and bad. So, you know, you try to have more good than bad. But I envy people that can do it. Wouldn't be mine. So I think, you know, in our case, the preschool we sent them to was, you know, a local church. And, you know, they had a slot. We paid them the money and we got in. So thankfully we didn't have to go for that. Otherwise, we probably would have gone somewhere else. We were really happy with how he progressed. He learned quite a bit and had some really good teachers throughout, but certainly nothing, you know, that sort of experience. So thankfully.
And then,
and he starts here in the fall.
Yeah. He'll start in September. We had some friends that called the same school, like middle of summer last year to try to get their son in, for September. And when she called, they just kind of, you know, asking if there were any openings to register, and they just kind of laughed at her.
Oh man. All right. Well, that sounds like a good time. Hopefully there's nothing else traumatic this week and, you know, we're ready to start back to work.
The only traumatic thing that I did have is my brother-in-law. We went over there today. They had just, you know, some family over just to get together, and he got a PlayStation VR.
Oh, no.
It was.
Did you try it?
Of course I tried it. I had to try. He, you know, when I came in, because he's had it for a couple of months, I just haven't been over there. So when I came in, first thing I was like, "Yeah, I'm playing with the PlayStation VR today." By the way,
You got to decide whether it's worth it. Because I've been reading a lot about it, and I know you and I have talked about it since we both got PS4s for, you know, for ourselves for Christmas, I guess. But what did you think of it?
Cool as shit. I'm not gonna lie. I did a couple of things. The first thing I did was like this shark attack experience. So you're just sitting there, but you know, you're lowered down in a cage and just really, really cool. There was one part I kind of jumped back. I was looking behind me, just looking at the scenery because it's very, the graphics are really good, but looking at the scenery behind me, and then I turn around and the shark's just right there, just right up in my face.
Chomping at the bars.
And then at one point he just rips the whole front of the cage off, and you're just sitting there with a, you know, open front of the cage, and he's just swimming around you and freaking you out.
That comes with it, right? I think that's like part of the, like you said, the experience. Yeah. I guess it would be part of the package when you got it.
It might. I'm not sure. The second thing that I did, though, was I played, I don't know exactly what it was called, but it's a Batman game.
Batman Arkham Knight, I think it is. There's a VR version of
that. That was really, really cool. Very immersive and very interactive. It's cool because you're holding these wand things, but then you look down at your hands and you're actually looking at Batman's hands. And if you reach out and you hit the trigger, it causes the hand to grasp on stuff. And
looking up here in Google, it's Batman Arkham VR.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then the last thing I did was this, and I forget what this is called, but it's like a roller coaster when you have two guns. And it's scary as shit. And then at one point, my brother-in-law, because he's a smartass, tells me, hey, stand up right here. And it's just as the roller coaster is about to go down a hill.
Oh, no.
And I'm standing up. Oh, my God. I literally, reached behind me and found the chair and, had to sit back down. I was going to tip over if I didn't do that. It was... that part was actually pretty cool too. So, really enjoyed it. And, if I have $500 to wipe my ass with, I'll think about getting it.
Yeah. That's along the lines of the same thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the AirPods, where it was like, well, I don't really want to spend the money, but a couple of weeks go by and next thing you know, guess what I got? So I think that'll probably be one of those same things. I was curious to see if you were going to say that you played Resident Evil, because I've played that many years ago on the original PlayStation, and that game is crazy scary, and it's a lot like you mentioned earlier about The Walking Dead. It's very similar to that, where you're fighting off these things, but it's always dark, and you hear these sounds, and you've got the sounds coming from all around you, and then you've got to fight off whatever this is that either jumps out from behind a door or any of that, and I don't know that I've got the heart for that. I think I'm beyond that. But the other stuff sounds pretty cool. I've heard good things about the Batman. So I think it's $600 plus the games. So I don't know, Melissa, if you're watching, or if you're listening, I won't be buying that. I promise.
It's one of those things. It's cool as hell. If I ever have an opportunity to get one on the cheap, or I win the lottery, I might just be buying one. But more than likely, I'll just keep going to my brother-in-law's house and using his. He got
probably a wise investment.
Yeah, he got a good deal on his some time back from somebody else, but I don't.
Okay,
I don't know if it was 100% legit. So,
oh, cool. Let's jump on into the next segment. How about that?
How about that?
Hey, bartender, another beer.
So smooth.
That's mine. Sounded a lot like that. I showed it to you earlier, but I did a shitty pour.
Yeah, it was
today.
Like the first beer you ever poured. There was so much foam on that.
I pride myself on doing a nice pour, but I think between talking and all that, I just started pouring it in. Yeah. So half my glass was head and the rest of it, so I had to let it sit for a little bit.
Yeah, you really butterfingered that one.
Between your VR experience and other things, I think your glass is dry today.
It is. Not drinking tonight. My stomach was just... you got to listen to your body, Robert, and my body was telling me that it might just not be a good time to drink beer. I did have some earlier, though, so while I'm not drinking anything right now, I do have a beer to share that I had earlier today at my brother-in-law's house before the PlayStation VR experience, and so I'd like to talk about that, because I enjoy
it. What was it?
So what I'd like to talk about is Lucifer's Cuvée by Latitude 42 Brewing Company. It is a double chocolate stout. Uh-huh. It's 8.4% alcohol by volume. Dangerously devastating, Lucifer's Cuvée is our double chocolate oatmeal stout. Intense hearty rye, along with a decadent gourmet chocolate essence, are balanced by the addition of Cascade hops.
Oh, that sounds good. So was it heavy or...
Little bit.
Not really.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's a stout, so it's a little bit fuller body beer. But it was, I was really good. You could definitely taste the chocolate in it. Very strong chocolate flavor to it. It was good.
Yeah, I'm still looking at ways to figure out how to get you that Duclaw beer that I had a couple weeks ago with the chocolate and peanut butter. So stay tuned. Continuing to work on
it. Still working on it. Sidebar, yeah. my brother-in-law's fiance, so my sister-in-law-to-be, Bree, who I called out a couple episodes ago because she still hasn't called in. A, she said she was going to call in, but B,
I hate her.
She said she is absolutely loving the Atwater Vanilla Java Porter that I've been recommending.
Yeah, that's really good. I need to go back and get some more of that. I got probably two or so left of stuff that I bought recently when I went out on the buying spree. So I do need to get some. Well, speaking of the phone number, we'll go ahead and give that before I give my beer.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. Rob mentioned it's 530-882-BOBS. It's 530-882-2627. What I've got here is, going back to my pale ale roots here, I've got a Wild Wolf Brewing Company Alpha Ale American Pale Ale.
Ooh.
And they're here in Virginia, Nellie's Ford, which I have no idea where that is, but hopefully it's around here. I like to go down there and visit them sometime. But this one is our American Pale Ale with a ton of Citra, Columbus, and Cascade hops. Deep amber in color with extremely well-rounded hop and malt character. This beer gives hop heads what they're looking for without wrecking your palate, yet sufficiently balanced, which is pleasing to many hop-timid beer drinkers. This finish is slightly dry and refreshing to the last drop. This beer will not disappoint. And that's pretty much how I feel about it. It's really good. It's definitely one I'll be getting again and probably try some of the other brews there and figure out where this place is and maybe stop in one day.
So you went back to the IPA, huh? Or the pale ale.
I did. I have a porter.
I had you on the right track for a while there, Robert. You went dark for a while.
Yeah, it's an American pale ale, which, you know, as much as I drink of it, I should probably figure out, you know, or read about what the difference is between an American pale ale or a India pale ale. But if anybody knows, or, you know, don't just send me a Wikipedia link. But I do need to find that out. And I have a porter in the refrigerator. And a friend, Lori, sent in one that I need to grab, Port City Porter, which is out of Virginia, actually not far from here. So I'll keep an eye out for that one. And I think I'll add a couple in for next time just so I can mix it up a little bit.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So no green beer for either of us this week, huh?
No, but I did get in to log in a couple beers for St. Patrick's Day on Untappd because they had the various badges. Didn't get a Guinness badge this time, but that's okay. Not a huge Guinness drinker. So
you told me about this badge, and I'm like, well, I gotta, you know, I need to get the badge, but I'm not a cheater. I'm not going to check in and log a beer without actually drinking a beer.
Like, yeah, you know, I've done the same thing too. You know, I see them like, oh, that's really cool, or there'll be, you know, one that I know is limited and I don't have any, and oh well, it's not that big a deal. It's fun to get the badges on Untappd, but
for sure
not a big deal if I miss one. So if anybody else is using Untappd, I'm at RobertK328 and you are?
I'm at PhilRoberts33.
So Untappd is a fun little app that I've been using for a long time, and Rob's recently started using it, but use it to keep track of different beers and see what other people are doing and you know, read reviews of them before you try them if you like to try different things. So that's pretty much what I use it for.
And before you interrupted me, what I was going to say was...
I have that habit.
It's all right. It's all right. We're still working on this. No, well, you saw me check in, and it was this beer. I want to talk about this beer real quick. It's the Chocolate Sombrero by Clown Shoes.
So you know it's good.
Yeah, I mean, with that type of name, I thought it would be good. It was good. Then I get it home, and it's an American Imperial Stout. But this beer, I don't even know how to explain it. It was 9% by volume, first off, when I got it. So it's a strong beer. But the details are roasted dark malts plus extra chocolate malts plus, and this is what really got me, ancho chili plus cinnamon plus vanilla extract.
That's why your stomach hurts.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because I'm drinking this beer last night, and I think it tasted good, but at the same time I'm drinking it, and I'm just... Yeah,
it's a bad decision.
It really is. It's a special beer for special people. I'm just not one of them. I mean, it tasted all right, but I mean, it immediately went to my stomach. Something's going on with my stomach. I don't know, but
that's all right. As long as you're not pregnant, you can drink whenever you want to.
That's true. According to the bottle, I'm all right. obviously, we spend some time here talking about beer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ice cream.
Love ice cream.
I love ice cream, too, especially Ben & Jerry's.
It's hard to go wrong with good Ben & Jerry's.
So what is your favorite Ben & Jerry's ice cream?
That's a good question. I like a couple of theirs. I think my go-to is the Vanilla Toffee Crunch, I think it's called. I'm a big Heath Bar fan. I love, and I haven't had it in a while, but they used to have a mint chocolate cookie that was really good, which had big chunks of the Oreos in it. But yeah, pretty much anything. Their coffee, I think they've got a coffee toffee crunch that's really good. The Chunky Monkey. How about you?
I'm a Chunky Monkey guy. I also like Half Baked, though.
Which one's that? Is that like a cookie dough? Or?
Yeah, Half Baked. They put weed in it. I'm just kidding. It's not.
It doesn't surprise me.
Any podhead that's listening to this, just shut the podcast off, and they're just booking for the nearest 7-Eleven to pick up some half-baked. No, what it is, it's a chocolate and vanilla ice cream mixed with chocolate chip cookie dough and fudge brownies.
Ah, so that's where the half-baked is. Part of it. Okay, that sounds good.
Because the cookie dough is not baked, but the fudge brownies are.
Yeah, I've never been a big cookie dough fan. You know, I mean, I'll have it if it's there, but it's not one that I usually, you know, I don't seek it out. But that one sounds good with the brownies in it.
But Robert, I have a question for you. Serious question. This is right off the top of my head. Okay. What if you could take Ben & Jerry's ice cream and add liquor to it?
Oh, so it'd be like a float.
It would be like a liquor Ben & Jerry's float. Yes.
I'd do it.
I would do it as well. In fact, there's a website.
In fact,
this was just completely off the cuff here, but there is a website that talks about the best classic Ben & Jerry's and liquor pairings if you're really trying to get a good taste out of some spiked Ben & Jerry's ice cream. So,
all right, let me write some of these down. What you got?
So the one that I was pretty attracted to is milk and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Milk and cookies plus bourbon plus dark rum.
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean, you have the milk, you have, you know, chocolate chip cookies in there, I think it's chocolate chip cookies. The sweet taste of the bourbon, the rum in there, mix it together. I'd make a milkshake out of it.
Yeah, a lot of these look really good. This what's this? Cheesecake, brownie, amaretto, and rye. Now here's one that I would do. I don't even know how to say it, but it looks good because it's got one of my favorites in there. Coffee, buzz, buzz, buzz with Fernet, vodka and Kahlua, maybe Irish whiskey.
Ooh, I'd try it. Strawberry cheesecake plus gin. Any gin. It doesn't matter.
Triple caramel chunk plus tequila. There it is. Vanilla toffee bar crunch plus blackstrap. And I have no idea what blackstrap is, but it's here at the bottom. It's got to be the best one. I think between now and next week, I'm gonna pick one of these, at least one of these, and try it.
S'mores plus Bailey's.
Yeah, see, you can't go.
Bailey's
wrong with
that. Is like a dessert on its own.
I think that would go with pretty much all of these.
Probably. I mean, you could pretty much add Bailey's to any of these. Fish food plus Guinness.
Red velvet cake plus red wine. It says it's a no-brainer combination, but I'm not quite sure about that one. I think the wine would probably, well, but who knows?
I feel like
they've got it on the list. It must be good.
I feel like we actually needed to try some of these.
Yeah. I think between now and next week, like I said, I'll definitely try at least one of these.
All right. Let's do it.
But don't tell me which one. We'll see which one we pick.
It'll be our spiked Ben & Jerry's challenge for the week.
That's right. What are we drinking? We'll discuss what we ate. But I wonder if, you know, speaking of this, I wonder if that would be, if there'd be much of a hangover with such a concoction.
I mean, anything with liquor and that much sugar, probably.
Right. I guess it all depends on how much you have. You know, if you're gonna eat the whole container, and that's definitely not out of the question, eating the whole one. I try not to these days.
A whole container of that plus
of Ben & Jerry's.
Of Ben & Jerry's plus the liquor on top of that. That's.
You're going to be.
That's sick. A hefty serving.
Don't do it on a Saturday night, but
I mean, you need like need one of those 7-Eleven big gulp containers just to contain the milkshake that you make from that.
Oh man, that would be good.
Really getting your money's worth out of that ninja by blending that up.
Yeah. Now you've got the stomach ache. Do you usually get a hangover?
Sometimes, again, when I'm drinking really really sweet stuff, when I drink wine, I tend to, if I drink a lot of sweet beer, I tend to, so it's mostly that's like kind of like the wine headaches that I get more than anything else. But for me, my usual cure is a whole bunch of water. I'll just take down just as much water as I possibly can. If I can get water down that night, plus in the next morning, I will. Plus, you know, three or four, or I'm just kidding, no more than the doctor's recommended dosage of Excedrin, extra strength Excedrin, and, you know, two, three cups of the strongest coffee available as well. That's how I get rid of my hangovers anyways. Do you have anything more creative than that, or are you just, you know, liquids and coffee?
I tend to, you know, as I'm drinking, I tend to try to drink water with it, either after I've had, and I tend to like, you know, I'll drink straight vodka just with some ice in it. So I'll try to, you know, after I've had, a small glass of it, I'll usually drink some water before I have the next one. And then I'll have some water before bed just so I don't have that issue. So lately I've been pretty lucky, but I have had, you know, my fair share of, you know, waking up with headaches. I usually don't have the nausea unless the headache is really severe. But I've heard, you know, other things. My big thing is, you know, is a lot of water, but then also taking a hot shower and just kind of letting the hot water kind of go over me and open up whatever pores it needs to open up and open up the breathing passages and just kind of loosen stuff. And so you've got a website up there, rubbing a slice of lemon under your armpit. My Puerto Rican friend gave me the skinny on this traditional Caribbean hangover prevention. Before drinking, rub a lemon in your armpit of your drinking arm. Sounds like a bit of witchcraft there.
It sounds a little bit of bullshit to me. I don't know about that one. Some of these make sense to me.
It's like using a bottle of Pledge as deodorant. Yeah, that's probably true.
Scarlett Johansson's looking pretty good on this page here. I don't know what it is, but
she was on. I didn't see it yet. I do want to go back because we've been recording it. But she did on Saturday Night Live. She did Ivanka Trump. So I heard it was pretty good. So haven't seen it yet.
I'll have to watch it. I'll watch it for sure.
Here, coffee.
Yeah, so
you mentioned
coffee. Caffeine. I mean, anything with caffeine. I think. One thing that I've heard of a bunch of times, but I don't know if I could stomach it, is drinking more. The caption says, "Why is hair of the dog occupying the bottom of the slot of this list? It's not much a hangover cure as a hangover delayer. It doesn't help you fix your ailments. It just prolongs the suffering by keeping you inebriated. If you have time, power, money, and gag reflex, just keep drinking for the rest of your life so you never get a hangover." I guess that makes it an effective method, and more power to you. Some of us just have careers, families, stomach linings to worry about. I know.
It's kind of like, I think, you know, rather than just falling off the cliff, it's like going down a steep hill.
It's like rappelling off the cliff, but then...
Yeah, you're adding, it's like a cushion. I mean, you're still going to fall, you're still going to hit the ground, but there's something there, like I said, rolling down a steep hill versus falling off a cliff. You're eventually going to get there to the bottom, but you're just going a little bit slower.
I think I would get down to the bottom really quick if I woke up in the morning with a hangover and cracked open a beer and started drinking it.
Isn't that like what Bloody Marys are for? Isn't that like for breakfast? Is that when people, I've never had one, but you know, I've seen people drink it. I think it's, you know, that's probably what it's for.
You've never had a Bloody Mary? Know.
No. I'm not a big tomato juice fan, but...
Well, there's this place that we go by my in-law's condo down in South Carolina that makes that, you know, they have... It's a good breakfast place, but I forget what the hell it's called, but it's a good breakfast place in Myrtle Beach, and they have a Bloody Mary bar there.
Oh. And you get the spicy
one? I'm not into the like spicy. Tabasco. But what I did do is they have bacon, and you just literally strips of bacon. Just add the bacon to the Bloody Mary, and you get a little bit of bacon in the Bloody Mary, and then you can eat the bacon, and it tastes kind of like tomato-y.
Maybe I'll have that after my Ben and Jerry's milkshake.
To break your hangover, drink one of the Bloody Marys.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
If I need it, maybe that'll be my hair of the dog. This other one's pretty gross. Pickle juice. I've seen people drink that, and I don't know.
Disgusting.
I'm not a fan.
Well, the next one on the list is coconut water. See above. Replace pickle juice with carton of Satan's urine cut with 40-year-old hamster milk. Also, I hate coconut water.
I've never had it, but maybe I'll try it just because it says it's so bad. It can't be that.
I've heard it's nasty. I had a Starbucks drink with coconut milk in it the other day, and it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I use soy milk in it just because of the lactose and stuff like that. Every now and then makes my stomach kind of burgly. So
how about this one here?
Activated charcoal. The hell? Science behind using activated charcoal to battle the morning weirds asserts that charcoal will suck the toxins out of your stomach, effectively absorbing the alcohol and giving your gut a clean slate. Where do you even get that?
I don't know. It said this did not happen for me. The only thing the charcoal activated was my debit card in a 4-minute conversation with the meathead at GNC, who sagely advised me to avoid hangovers by pairing every drink with a Red Bull.
It's like having Mark Sanchez on your team as a third-string quarterback. No harm done.
Well, so I guess you can go to GNC or Vitamin World or Vitamin Shop, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Weird.
No. Let's see. We got Alka-Seltzer, Pedialyte. I can see maybe Pedialyte because of the electrolytes that in, I guess. Yeah. Well, Gatorade can do that too, though.
Yeah. I've tried chugging that, either as opposed to the water. I've done Gatorade or I've done that in the morning. And it's, I don't know that I noticed any difference, but I'm sure it's helpful.
Here's one. A shit ton of water. Well, this may seem like an obvious solution to dehydration, drinking too much water can end up causing more problems for your body, namely filling your gut with a gallon of water, which can lead to vomiting. Hydration is super important in nursing yourself back to working shape, but there are smarter, more efficient ways to take you there. With that being said, it is important to properly hydrate, and while there are better ways, this is not the bad way per se. You just have to make sure you don't overdo it. You don't want all that stuff sloshing around inside your body, especially on an empty stomach, that will only make things worse. So drink a shit ton of water, but not just one shit ton of water, not two shit tons of water.
Yeah, anything in moderation, I guess.
Once you hit a shit ton, just stop, apparently. The next one, I refuse puking.
Yeah. Now that's, that is one of those where I've had those migraines, and my sister and mother both get them as well, where Your head hurts so bad that it makes your stomach hurt and makes you nauseous, and then you do end up throwing up. And it takes a little bit, but it does actually make the pain of the head, it makes the pain of the headache go away for me. So it's terrible getting there, because who wants to, who wants to throw up? So but I can see where that is. I don't force myself to do it. If it happens, then it happens, and I know relief is coming. But then I jump in the shower and let that steam take care of everything else. This one looks good. Number six.
Pho, ramen, chicken noodle soup. Really, I think
more sodium.
I think anything that you can fill your stomach with that's not alcohol. Like this one on here, I like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Also, again,
yes,
food that has properties that can absorb alcohol, I think, is probably a good thing. This one I've never heard of, though. Smoking weed. The guy who wrote this, I think, might.
He just wanted to. He wanted to put some reason to be able to have that in there as a logical way to get something done.
Tucker wrote a pros and cons list. Pros: settle stomach, sense of euphoria, helps headache, increases appetite. Cons: makes you high. Also a pro, but not if you have stuff to do. Possibly illegal, which is a pretty big con. That con might turn you into a con. Proceed at your own risk. Broham. Have you ever been called a broham?
I don't know what that is. I'm not cool enough to know that. I'm too old to be a broham, I think.
You've never called anybody a broham in your life?
No. My son, he's 7. We call each other bruh, wearing our hoodies. I see you got your signature hoodie on. I'm wearing my signature white shirt in case anybody's keeping track of
it. Yeah, anybody has a tally at home of you wearing shirts and me wearing hoodies. Again, it's one of these things. I could go all day without wearing a hoodie. Mm-hmm. But then I come down here and it's like 60 degrees in the basement, so of course I have a hoodie on because it's freezing cold down here. I feel like you probably think I just wear hoodies every day, all day, every day.
Well, I do wear the white shirt, and actually Melissa pointed out that in our logo, that now you're going to see it every time you look at it, I'm wearing the white shirt in the picture that I took of myself. So
I don't even know what I'm wearing in mine.
Yours is just... I think it was your T-shirt. It's just, it's a head.
I think I was wearing a T-shirt, probably a dark color T-shirt. Yeah,
probably Tigers.
Probably. Tigers or Star Wars?
Oh, God. Here we go again. Dork alert.
All right, cool. What else?
IV drip. It's number two.
Not logical. I hate needles.
Well, you know, but I...
Probably right.
There's probably a better There's probably not a better way other than give yourself an IV and then, you know, pump yourself full of juice. Number one on the list, physical exercise. When I'm hungover, probably the last thing I want to do.
Exactly.
Says, I know, I was surprised too. Physical exercise and hangovers don't seem to go together. But just as my 80-year-old witch doctor girlfriend tells me, sometimes opposites attract. With much reluctance, I tried working out immediately after waking up with a hangover. I actually tried three times just to make sure. I ran. I did a bunch of push-ups. I did a shit ton of sit-ups. I ran some more. I don't know.
That's okay. I don't know that I can barely move, much less exercise.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you want me to do physical exercise while I'm hungover, we're going to go back up to what we talked to about a few minutes ago, which was puking. So,
yes.
Most of these things would probably cause me to puke. And according to this study, that's number seven on the list anyway. So two birds, one stone.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, for me, it's going to be much like you, the water, coffee, and for me, the hot shower. That's all it's going to do. Caffeine, I guess, of some sort, rather than coffee, if you're not a coffee drinker.
Listen here, kids, just don't get hungover. Boom.
So, do you know anybody that wears yoga pants?
I see people who are wearing yoga pants. Well, Kelly has yoga pants. Yeah. They all the women have yoga pants now, right?
That yes, everybody does.
And if I must say, they're probably one of the best inventions of our time.
Did you know that the yoga pants are destroying the planet, though?
How are they destroying the planet, though? I feel quite opposite about them.
But evidently, the fibers that are in the yoga pants are making it down into the sewer systems, and then eventually out into, you know, our waterways and our oceans, and whatever these fibers are that are made of create the yoga pants are toxic to the system. It's synthetic, so it's not really supposed to be in the water.
Well, I mean, think about all the shit that we put in the water that's not supposed to go in the water, though.
Right. Yeah, the plastic bags and the six-pack, you know, little ring things that we're supposed to cut so the birds don't get them stuck on their head. But, yeah, it's the effects of microfibers in the food chain remain under investigation, but the emerging data has prompted clothing company Patagonia, which makes fleece jackets and other apparel from synthetic materials, to support research into the prevalence of microfiber pollution and promote information for consumers about ways to minimize microfiber shedding in laundry. So it looks like there's also, you know, in just washing it. But one of the articles that I read said, you know, about people wearing it in the showers. And so I think more research is needed. But it's, you know, oceanic waste is one of the biggest worldwide environmental challenges today. A skim of garbage in the Pacific Ocean brought together by sea currents has been estimated to be larger than Texas. So.
She's not wearing yoga pants.
Anyhow.
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Her yoga pants are in the laundry, I think.
I mean, here's a pair of yoga pants right here, Robert.
Right.
I don't see how this is
They're clean.
Possibly doing anything bad for the environment.
Yeah.
I feel like the amount of pollutants that's given off by the material in yoga pants is probably the least of our worries. I don't know if I'm just defending it because of the fact that I don't want there to be negative press against yoga pants.
You know, and with the EPA going away, it's not really going to matter anytime soon. Basically, all this research is going to be for nothing.
That's true. One thing Kelly said about yoga pants, though, that bugs her is that
people that don't do yoga?
People that don't do yoga, I'm okay with that. But people wear leggings... that think they're yoga pants, which are just like yoga pants, only they're very thin, and so it's basically just like not wearing anything at all, almost.
Now, I didn't see that earlier, but that you're back to the Ben and Jerry's. Oh. That cinnamon buns ice cream and Fireball?
This is cinnamon buns ice cream and Fireball. I like how we keep coming back to this. God, I want some ice cream now. Damn it. Yeah, I mean, yoga pants are good, but then I see this, I'm like, God, that looks delicious.
Oh, man. Definitely going to go in for that. Look, there it is. Mint chocolate cookie, vodka, and what?
Manca menta. Bronca menta.
Yeah, see. I'm going to have more research is necessary.
Or you hold the Branca Menta and just do mint chocolate cookie and vodka.
Yeah, see? Good. That's why I said mint chocolate cookie.
Pistachio, absinthe, and green chartreuse.
We probably could have done the whole show on this.
I feel like we should do like a special on it. We should make all of these, eat them during the show, and report back live our results.
Yeah, we can do that. Just, you know, a Facebook Live or something like that where we can, you know, we'd have to do it individually, of course. But
if we're drinking alcohol milkshakes, though, I think I'd have to start giving you a hard time about drinking Long Island iced tea, though.
Well, you know, Long Island iced teas are not quite, you know, as long as I order it correctly, it's fine.
Rigged. The poll is rigged.
The poll is rigged.
Gonna say it.
Well, what Rob's mentioning here is something I sent him earlier because a couple weeks ago we talked about my Long Island iced teas, and one of the things that I saw in my travels this week was the sexiest drinks for men to order according to women. So I was hoping Long Island iced teas would be on there, but it wasn't. One of the funny things in here was one of the answers was real men drink whiskey and not weird IPA. So evidently Casey and I could never get together. But at the bottom, you know, it basically, you know, because again, I can basically throw away everything at the beginning and just go to what makes sense for me. But it says, I think it's great when a guy orders something girly and isn't ashamed of it. To me, it's more about the guy knowing how to order a classic cocktail. If a dude waltzes in up to the bar, orders an old fashioned, no questions asked, and the whole ball game right there. So I think as long as I own it and I go up there and just order it, you know, although that's from Matthew. So maybe I shouldn't be so proud of that.
She's going to end up as a beard.
So anyway.
No, I saw my husband. He was drinking a Cosmopolitan, and I thought it was just so cool.
Oh, well, here's you. I like a guy who orders a beer, not a pretentious beer. Definitely not into someone who is a beer snob. So, you know, when you're ordering your Stella, just have them put it in a regular glass or bring it out, you know, in the bottle or the can.
I'm quite, you know what, I am very secure with my with my taste in beers. So if you don't like it,
no.
If you don't like my fancy Stella Artois glass with the little gold rim around the top, then you know what? shouldn't be friends.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh, I mean, it's fine. I mean, not fine that we're not friends, but fine if you're going to drink that. I mean, I don't want to be judged for drinking my Long Island iced tea, so I won't judge you for drinking yours out of a fancy glass.
All right, deal.
So if they bring me out a Sam Adams in a fancy glass too, can bring you out your Stella and your fancy glass, and you know, we'll put our pinkies up and chow down.
You got to drink it properly.
I know one of the things we had been talking about before was AirPods.
Yes, yes, and you got some this week.
I did, and you got some a couple weeks ago. So, how do you like them?
I love them. You know, one thing they're more than one thing I like about them is just like Apple tends to do, they make things just really easy. The case charges the AirPods, and I'm impressed with the battery life you get on them. I mean, you can rock these things for quite a while and not make a big dent in your battery life. And then even if you do, pop them in the case for, you know, 15 minutes or so, and I mean, pretty much you're at a full charge again. So I like the flexibility, how I can just pull out the right AirPod, put it in my right ear, have conversations. There's a mic in the right AirPod, and then if that battery gets low, pull that one out, pull the left one in. So, I mean, you can really use these nonstop all day long if you really wanted to. But again, what's pretty cool about it is I pair it with my iPhone, and then it knows to pair with all my other devices, even my Mac here that we're recording the podcast on earlier before we started recording. I just pulled it up, and it automatically saw my AirPods. There was no having to go into settings and connect or anything like that. So it's just very fluid, very easy to use. They come in and out of my ears really well. They don't fall out of my ears, though. I think not having the cord there.
Yeah, it doesn't pull it.
Sound quality is pretty good.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed with the you know, the wired AirPods, which not to be confused with the AirPods that are wireless. But the one thing I still need to figure out is how to get it to work with my MacBook. Like when I edit this episode, I'll have my earbuds in, usually just plugged into the side, but usually I just go to Bluetooth and switch them over. So yeah. I'll have to figure out how to get them to automatically do it because I always have my phone with me. So I figured it's automatically good and I go to that, but maybe it goes to whatever's closest. So I'll have to see. But no, I liked them. I used them for like I said earlier, my stepdaughter had her soccer tournament, so I shot a couple of the games earlier, and I listened to either music or podcasts or whatever while I was kind of standing off in my area that I like to do that, and I like them. The really big tipping point for me was when I was trying to shovel snow that we had the other day, and they kept getting the cord tangled, and I know when I'm working from home, I usually have the earbuds in, and I'll get the cord tangled in the kitchen or something like that when I'm, you know, in there, you know, getting refilling my water, and I'll get them snagged on the, you know, on the drawer pull. So not having those wires, I think is going to be fun. And you're right, the battery so far has been good, but I haven't had them long enough to be able to get a full test in there. So I'm excited to have them. So I use them enough that you know, they should really come in handy for me, for sure.
And I mean, call me a spoiled, lazy Apple fanboy, but it seems like I'm more likely to use them because I don't have those ear pods with the cord that I have to carry around, or if they're not AirPods, I have an iPhone 7 Plus, which doesn't have a headphone jack, so I need to have the adapter in order to use that, and God forbid I'm trying to charge my phone while I'm also trying to listen to music, because it just doesn't work out, unless you have another adapter that you can use to do that. So
you were watching House of Cards the other day with your your iPad too, right? So you were able to just basically turn your iPad on and start watching House of Cards while Kelly watched something else. So
yep, and actually what's really cool is I can pair these very easily with my Apple TV as well. It works the traditional Bluetooth pairing method, but on the back of the case there's a little button, and you hold that button until the light inside the case starts to flash. And then I just go to the audio properties on Apple TV, select Rob's AirPods, it knows what they're called because I named them myself, and boom, it's connected. And then even if you hit the video, or if you hit the volume up and down on your Apple TV remote, it shows Rob's AirPods in the upper right, and it shows, you know, the volume going up and down, and they go up and down on my AirPods as well. The only thing I wish they kind of had was a physical, like, volume buttons. But the thing is, you couldn't do that without adding bulk or without putting some sort of cord or connector between the two AirPods, because these are actually two physically separate devices versus a lot of the Bluetooth headsets, which are two earphones with some sort of connected wire. I mean, these are just basically earpods. If you were to just cut the cords off the earpods, that's what they look like.
Yeah, I wonder if in the next revision that they'll have some that where there's actually a touch. I mean, they're already touch sensitive for doing phone calls where you can double tap it and I think either hang up or pick up. And I haven't taken any calls with them that way, but where there's some sort of touch sensitive, you know, sensor on the side where kind of like on your phone where you slide it up or slide it down, where it'd be almost like a, you know, like a wheel was there, but it would just be something that was, you know, based on your touch, so you could slide it up or slide it down. That'd be pretty cool.
Or I would even love, like, if you had both of them in, if you tapped on your right ear, it incrementally made the volume louder, and if you tapped on your left ear, it would make the volume incrementally quieter just a little bit. One workaround that I found that works really well, though, is if you have an Apple Watch, which, you know, again, being the Apple fanboys we are, we both have Apple Watches. We're both, I know I'm wearing mine right now. I'm sure you're wearing yours as well. You know, if you're playing music or something like that, just pull up the My Playing app right on your Apple Watch, and you can control the volume right there. So even if your iPhone isn't, you know, is on the other side of your house on your Wi-Fi network, or it's in your pocket or in a drawer or something, or while you're at work, you can still just look at your watch and use the digital crown to turn the volume up and down, which I've been using a lot. I think it's really handy. So overall, they're pretty cool. Yeah. I'm glad I have them.
Yeah, I'm glad I got them too. So I'm gonna put them through their paces more this week, you know, as I listen to more shows, and hopefully by next week I'll have, you know, even better news to report back. So I like them.
Again, I'm fine. I'm using them a lot, just not having to have that cord to connect. Pull the AirPod out, throw it in your ear. You get a little noise that lets you know that it's connected, and you go. It's super easy.
Done. Yep. Yeah, and there's still a 6-week wait for them on the website, but I used iStockNow.com, and I was checking periodically throughout the day to see if any of the local stores, because there's 6 or 8 of them around here, and they were all saying, you know, May 2nd, May 2nd, May 3rd, and then I quit checking, and then I started to go to lunch, and I got an email from iStockNow saying, hey, the local store's got them, so I ordered them right away. So if you're looking for them, iStockNow.com, just, you know, put in your information and kind of give a radius of where you want to look, and they hook me up big time.
You know, what's funny is the iMore forums, not that, you know, neither of us are, either of us are involved in those, but there was a discussion on there about these ColorWave, the company ColorWave. You can actually buy iPods from them. You can either ship your stuff to them, or you can buy it directly from them with a little bit of a, I think they build a little bit more margin into it, but you can have them make custom colors of your stuff too. So you can get the iPods, or the, I'm sorry, the AirPods, and really any color you want, but it's like $300 to get a colored set of AirPods, which is just crazy to me. But it's cool because you can get black, or like I have a black iPhone 7, so it'd be cool to have black AirPods with it. Not for $300 though.
No, that's okay. I'm fine with it because I have the white and silver, so the white's good. But I know there are definitely a lot of people out there that want something with, you know, with color. So, you know, maybe one day they'll be out in different colors like the phones were, but they're having a hard enough time keeping up with what they've got. So to mix in different variations of this would just be a nightmare at this point. But maybe next round.
Product red would be kind of cool, but I would think that it would look like you were just bleeding from your ears.
All right. Well, that's probably about as much fun as we can have today, huh?
Yeah, probably, unless you have something super creepy and scary for us, right, you know, just to send me off to bed.
As luck would have it, with it being 9:30 here on Sunday night and having to be up at 5 o'clock, I'll be heading to bed as soon as we hang up here. But I do have one other thing, and I sent you the link here a few minutes ago, and I don't remember exactly where I saw this, but it started making its rounds earlier this week, but it's based in Brazil. And I think one of the links that I saw said it was, you know, in a morgue, but I think it's like in the bottom of a school or a hospital or something like that. But it's pretty creepy anyway. If you've ever seen the Blair Witch Project, it's a lot like that as far as creepy. But I'll start playing the sounds of it, and we'll set the scene as we go.
All righty, let's do this.
Here we go. So you can hear the banging sound, and basically there's two guys. There's somebody with a camera and somebody with a flashlight kind of walking down this aisle. And at the end is a red, it's almost like a utility or a service door, would you say?
Yeah, it's a big red metal door. And as they're going down the aisleway here, or the hallway, of course the lights are all flashing and shit, because, you know, why not? God forbid it'd be a well-lit room as this door is opening and slamming itself shut.
Yeah. So Brave guy's ahead, and the camera guy is getting a little bit scared. He's falling farther.
Is it just...
Oh, you see, the door stops. They're probably about 25...
It stops.
There go the lights.
Oh, the lights are out. It's just pitch.
Except for his flashlight. He's still got his...
Oh. Lights are back on.
Lights are back on.
Yeah, I'd be getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right in front of this door.
I would go nowhere near that door.
And they open it, and it's like, it's just a service panel with a, or more like water or something, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's no room for anybody to, you know, if somebody were to be in there. So there's a couple more. And he's, basically inspecting it to see that, you know, there's not enough room. It's probably about a 2-inch deep, maybe 3-inch deep area.
Well, that's a nightmare fuel if I ever saw it.
it's kind of like, you know, if you remember one of the old Eddie Murphy skits when it said that basically about staying in the house when it was haunted, and, you know, you hear the voice, get the fuck out. He goes, you know, and then they just basically split, you know, like Amityville Horror kind of thing. This is, they retreat a little bit quicker than they, when they walked in. So anyhow, I hope you
sleep
well.
You know, we'll be sure to, of course, post a link to the video. For your viewing pleasure.
Yes, we will. Yes, it'll be there in the show notes for sure.
If you scare easily, maybe don't.
it's worth a watch. I love it. But anyhow, all right. Well, I think that's episode 10 in the books. One thing we didn't really talk about much earlier today, but we are on all of these social things: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. At Two Bobs Podcast on all those. We have a website, the Two Bobs Podcast. Email links there, contact hello at the2bobs.com, and as I mentioned, our phone number. Do you you happen to remember what that number is?
Let me know if I get this wrong. 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
Ah, good. I usually end up saying it because I've memorized it, because I was always afraid I'd flip around the area code there. But
well, I fuck it up anyhow, all the time, so I don't blame you.
That's all right. But hey, give us a call. Let us know what you think about the show, and you know, we'd love to hear from you.
See ya.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.